way. Mitzareches mimenav alatzmoi al divrei Torah. That's what it means. Does he learn so much, even though it's like a nivul? He likes himself not look so nice because he's learning so much. That's what Talmid Chacham does. So Rashi loshin ze niru beinai. Rashi likes the second pshat. Why? He doesn't like the first pshat that Talmid Chacham doesn't eat nice or he doesn't look nice. Because in Gans Kumar, all over we find Shederech Tamidei Chachomim Lahak Pedal Macholon. A Talmid Chacham is supposed to be respectful. He's supposed to eat nicely. He's supposed to eat nice food. Derech Gedulah for care for covered. He's supposed to have a nice portion, a nice piece of food. He's supposed to feed a Talmid Chacham nicely. Via Mabushayim, a Talmid Chacham is makpid to look nice also. His clothing should be nice. So Mela Rashi doesn't let the first shot. The Vada Talmid Chacham should eat nicely and should dress nicely. It just means he should chazer right away. Go and learn what he learned. Go chazer right away. Right? If Talmudim is kain biyodim, the Imlav of the Talmid Chacham does not chazer his learning right away, ain't Talmudim is kain biyodim. The Imoisim kain akodesh baruch hu oisaloi suda biyatzmai. And if a Talmid Chacham does this, as soon as he gets finished learning, he chazes it over again, akodesh baruch hu himself will make a suda for you. Shenema, that's the end of this pasuk of tikoin b'toivoscha l'oni elokim. Akodesh baruch himself will make a toivah to the oni, give you a suda. Omer Rabbi Chiya Barab, Omer Rabbi Yochim. My desir was the pasuk of Mishlei say, Noitzer teina yoicha pirya. Somebody that watches the teina, the fig, he'll eat the peris. Now this is going on divrei Torah. I mean, somebody that watches the Torah will eat food, will eat the peris. Is lama nimshlo divrei Torah kiteina? Why is the Torah daimed to a fig tree? Ma teina zu, just like a fig tree. Koil zaman. Anytime you go to the fig tree, you'll always find figs. The fig tree, all the fruits don't get ripe at the same time. Some are ripe now, tomorrow others are ripe, next day, different times they get ripe. So anytime you go to the tree, you'll always find fruits there. Every time you chazer over the learning and learn it well a second time, you'll find a new tam there. You'll have another geshmak there. So every time you learn, you'll find the geshmak in the learning. Omer Reb Shmuel ben Achmeni, my desir was the pasuk say, Ayeles ahovin v'yales chen. Ayeles ahovin means it's an animal, a hind. Beloved at hind is v'yales chen, the people like him. Is lama nimshlu divrei Torah l'ayeles? Why is a Torah doimed to a hind? Loimeloch, ma ayeles, just like a hind. Rach motzar, her womb is very tight. V'chaviva boyalo, her mate, likes it very much. When they have the tashmish, it's very good that way. Is kol shor v'shor kishor rishoyna. Hey, since the rachma, since the womb is tight, so every time he has tashmish, he enjoys it like the first time. Is av divrei Torah, the same thing by learning Torah. Chavivin aloim dehem kol shor v'shor kishor rishoyna. Every time a Talmid Chacham learns Torah, even though he learns it over and over again, he has the same hanah, the same love, as if the first time he's learning it. That's the kayach of learning Torah. Because every time we learn Torah, we find something new, something more we understand, and we have another geshmak, we love it. Right, the v'yalas chen, it gives off chen, nice, shemalas chen alam deher. The people that learn Torah get a mid of chen. People like you, you have chen to you. Right, the pasuk says, do deho ra yiravucha b'choleis. To deho means the breast will be nice b'choleis at all times. Is lama nimshlo divrei Torah kedad? Why is Torah diamond to the breast? Ma dad zeh kolzman shatinik b'mashmesh bo is moitzi b'cholov. Kolzman the tinik is nursing. He always has milk. Every time he squeezes, he gets milk out. Is av divrei Torah, the same thing by learning Torah. Kolzman shadam hoygaben. Every time you learn the Torah, is moitzi b'hem tam. You find tam. You find something sweet, the new tam in learning the Torah. Right. The end of the pasuk is b'havosoi tishke tomid. With the love of Torah, you're always with the love of the Torah. Kagoyin Rabbi Lezer ben Pados. Because you love Torah, like you learn Torah, you love it. You dovik, you learn Torah so much, you forget about everything else. That sheikah love is the Torah. Like Rabbi Lezer ben Pados. Omer Ola bar Rabbi Lezer, sheyoshev yosek b'Torah b'shuk ha-tachton shel Tzipori. He first sat down to learn Torah in this place, the tachton of Tzipori. In the shuk ha-tachton, the bottom street in Tzipori. The Sadina, you know where his coat was, Muto b'shuk elyon shel Tzipori. Was back up on the top street in Tzipori. Because he was so much around the town and learning, he forgot where he left his coat. He started to walk from one place to another place. He was so much around the town in the learning, because he loved it so much. That's called the Avosa Tishke Tamid. In the love of Torah, I'm always Dovik, I'm always in it. Shrashi b'Avosa Tishke Tamid, Bishvil avosa tas atzmecha shoygi. Because of the learning, the love of the Torah, you make yourself like you forget things. Laniach iskecha, to leave over your other, whatever you're doing. V'loros l'dvar halacha, to run to learn Torah. If you love it, something you love, you run to do it. You leave other things to do something you love. So you should love to learn Torah, to run to learn it, and leave all other things. Tanyam Rab Yitzchok ben Elozer. Pamachas bo odom litloi. One time a person came to find Rab Elozer ben Pados, umotza boi sorah. Pamachas bo odom litloi. One person wanted to come and take away his coat. As we'll say now, Rab Elozer ben Pados was in the bottom street, and he left his coat on the top street. So somebody wanted to come and steal his coat. Umotza boi sorah. And when the guy came to take away the coat, he found the snake there. In other words, the person that's watching his clothing was the Eibush of the snake, was watching it for him. So don't worry, if you're Isaac in learning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will watch you. Tona Devei Rav Onan. My disciple was the Pesach saying, Shoftim, Roich Ve'yasoinois. They were riding on the donkeys. Tzchoi Rois, on expensive clothing, Yosh Ve'yal Medin. Bo'ochei HaDerech Sichel. They were going on the Derech and they were talking. Is Roich Ve'yasoinois, who are the ones that are riding on the donkeys there? Is Elu Talmidei Chachomim. These are Talmidei Chachomim Shemahalchen Meyil Yir. They go from one city to another city, Pasha, to learn Torah. Umemdina Lilemdina Lilmoid Boy Torah. To learn Torah, they travel to learn Torah. They go from one yeshiva to another yeshiva to learn Torah. Tzchorois, they mean Sheoisin Oisa Kitzorayim. They make it like the afternoon. That Yoshva Yalmedin Shedon and Dinemis. They dan a Dinemis. Lamitoi, they say an emes a psak halacha. Since they learned the Torah, they know the Torah, they can say a psak halacha, that's emes. For holchei, whose people are traveling, elo bali mikra, people learn how to learn chumash. Al derech is elo bali mishnas, people know how to learn mishnayas. Sichu, elo bali talmudas, people can learn the Gemara already. Shekol sichos on divrei Torah, all they talk about the whole day is only in divrei Torah. Omer Rav Shizbi, Mishum Rav Elezer ben Azaria, my dechiv was the posik say, La yechroich remiya tzedei. Remiya means a liar. When he captures something, he won't be zeicha la yachroich. He won't be zeicha to cook it up, to roast it. La yich vidashin, la yichyav, la yarech yomim tzayed haramai. People like the tzedei is doing ramoyis, stealing and they're saying lies. He won't have an arichas yom. That's what la yachroich means. La yachroich tzayed means la yarech yomim. He won't have a long life. He won't live long. Rab sheshes amar. Tzayid haramai yachroich, a person that's a ramai that does a liar yachroich, he'll be burnt up. Kiyosei Rav Dimi Omar, Moshe l'tzayid, zaymet to a tzayid to a hunter, she tzad tziporim, he went to catch a bird. Im rishoin mishaber kenofav mishtamer, when he captures one bird, if he breaks the wing, he won't be able to fly away. Good, then he can catch a second one. But if you don't break the wing of the first one, you won't keep it, it'll fly away. Yes, Rashi says, it's going to Pshat. Rashi says, Sayyid Ramoy, Rashi says, Shemarba Begirsa. Rashi learns here, what does a lawyer mean here? He learns too much. Shemarba Begirsa, Vienna Machzer Aleim. And he doesn't chazer over it. He won't remember anything. And that's this mushel here, that when you go to capture birds, if you break the first wing, so you'll have one, then you'll have two, and you'll have three. If you don't break the first wing, you'll just fly away, you'll end up with nothing. Shasha Rashesha Somar, Ein Zer Rama Yelashreita, that's right. The Rashi of Rashesha Somar, Ein Zer Rama Yelashreita, Va'koyvit Sayad Hu Aramai, V'yorim B'dova V'yechra Kleima Yiskayim B'yodik Kitzayad Aramai, Shemesha B'gaf Rishin Rishin Kishuloytoi, in other words, saying that if you want to be a smart person, you'll do something smart and you'll break the wings of the first birds, then you'll be able to roast the bird. The same thing about learning. If you learn and you chazar, then you'll keep what you learned. Omer Rav Schoira, Schoira says it another way. Omer Rav Schoira, Omer Rav Huna, my dechsev, what does the pasuk say? Hoin me hevel yumayit. Mehevel, you should stop doing hevel. The koyveit al yod yarbi. But if you collect together one and two, then you'll have a lot. What does that mean? Emoise odom toyrosei chavilas chavilas. If you stop, you're going to have a lot of pickles, a little big bundles of learning. It means you're going to learn a lot and a lot and a lot. Mismayit, you can end up with nothing. If you don't chazer it, you'll end up with nothing. V'yim lav, but if you don't learn a lot and a lot and a lot, but koivetz al yad, you learn a little bit, and make sure you know it good, and then you learn more, then yarva. That's the way to learn Torah, to know. To learn a little bit and know it good, and then go weiter. Om interessant, om a rova, rova said, yadi rabbonin lahay milsa. The rabbonin know this inyan, that it's no good just to learn up too much and not to chazer. You're better off learning a little bit and knowing it good. For nezveg and v'yavri law, the rabbonin didn't listen. So I says, the taiv is the taiv always to learn new and new and new, and not to chazer. Nobody likes to chazer. So I said, the rabbonin know about this thing, but they don't listen to it. It's not so easy to listen to it. Om rav nachman, rav yitzchok, ano avidito v'yikayim biyodi. I did it, and he was Mekayim Yodi. He talked, remembered his learning. Shrashi, I know, I did it, yad, I learned a little bit, v'chozarti yolein, I chazed it over. Achechzachti bo, till I knew it good. V'yachakach, chozarti v'shemati acheris. Then I chazed a second term, then I went weiter. That's a good midah. That's Mekayim Yodi. So then it comes, it's a shver zach to chazed. Somebody once said, the raya that chazor is so important that you see so few people chazor. Because the eight sir is always there to stop you to do something that's very, very important. So to learn vayitzer and vayitzer doesn't stop you so much. But the chazor, that he stops you, that's an important thing. It's a very important thing to chazor. Right. Tana Rabbonin. Keitzad say the Mishnah. We're talking about chazoring, reviewing it. Now we have to know, how are you supposed to learn the first time though? Keitzad say the Mishnah. How are you supposed to sit down to learn? You're supposed to sit down to learn something four times. And before you learn it four times, it's not called learning it. You learn it the first three times, it's like nothing. The fourth time, that's called you learning it. That's called you know something. And that's a limud for Moshe Rabbeinu. Ketzad say the Mishnah. Moshe lomad mepiyah gvura. Moshe was makabel the Torah, learned the Torah from the Eibishter. And the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu everything four times also. Now, after Moshe learned the Torah from the Eibishter, Nichnas Aaron. Aaron went into Moshe, Vishonaloi, Moshe Pirkei. Moshe taught him the learning. Whatever he was teaching him, Moshe taught it him. Nistalek Aaron. Aaron went away, Vyoshev Lismol Moshe. And he sat down on the left side of Moshe. Nichnas Bonov. Then the Bnei Aaron came in, Vishonalehem Moshe Pirkon. Again, Moshe taught them the Pirkon. And Aaron was still listening. So this was the second time Aaron heard it. Nistalko Bonov, then Bonov, Eloza, then the Bonim went away from Moshe. What does that mean? Eloza Yoshev Liamin Moshe. Eloza sat on the right side of Moshe. The Yisamal Ismail Aaron. Rabbi says Aaron was on the left side, so Yisamal went to the left side of Aaron that was still next to Moshe. We have Yehudu, I mean, Yehudu said a little bit different. Liyoylam Aaron Liamin Moshe. No, Aaron always, when he went away, means not he wasn't right in front of Moshe, he went to the right side of Moshe. After the children of Aaron came in, then the Zekanim came in to learn by Moshe. V'shonolhen Moshe Pirkan, and Moshe taught it to them. And Aaron was still there. So Aaron heard it now for the third time. The children heard it the second time, and the Zekanim heard it for the first time. Nistalkus Kanim, the Zekanim went away from Moshe. Nichnasu Kolom, then Moshe taught the Torah to the whole Klal Yisrael. V'shonolhen Moshe Pirkan, and Moshe taught the same Torah to the whole Klal Yisrael. Nimsu comes out, the Yad Aaron Arbor. Aaron heard it four times from Moshe Rabbeinu, the same learning. The Yad Bonov Shleisha. The children only heard it three times. Or the Yad Azekanim Shnayim. The Azekanim heard it two times. Or the Yad Kolom Echad. And the whole Klal Yisrael only heard it once so far from Moshe Rabbeinu. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu did. Now, Nistalek Moshe. Moshe went away, didn't teach anymore. Vishon Olehem Aaron Pirkoi. Aaron now taught it over it to everybody. Everybody heard it. So Melo the Bonim now heard it for the fourth time. And the Zekanim for the third time. And Klai Yisrael for the second time. Nistalku Aaron went away. Then Shono Lehem Bonov. Then his children learned Torah over again. So now the Zekanim got it the fourth time. And Klai Yisrael got it the third time. Pirkon. Nistalku Bonov. Now the children went away. Shono Lehem Zekanim Pirkon. Now the Zekanim taught the Torah again over to Klai Yisrael. Nimtza biyad hakel arbo. Everybody learned the Torah four times. That's called learning. Before you start chazering, this is called learning the first time. Mikan omer ablezer chayiv adam leshanas letalmidoy arbo pomin. When you're teaching something to a talmid, when a talmid is learning something, the rebbe has to teach it to him four times. The kal v'chayma, it's a kal v'chayma at least four times. Uma aaron shalom mepi moshe madach aaron Aaron HaKohen was a galactic mensch, was a big chacham. No, he could understand Aaron a little bit better than we could understand. And Shalom Mabni Pi Moshe, he learned it from a Rebbe. Who was Aaron's Rebbe? Moshe Rabbeinu. Or Moshe Rabbi Agvura. How did Moshe hear it? From the Eibishter alone. And Madach was such a good Rebbe, and such a good Talmud like Aaron. He had to learn four times, Kach Hedyut, and Kabo Chayme, every normal person. Mipi Hedyut, a normal person that learns from a normal Rebbe. Alakas Kama Bekama, that you have to learn something at least four times, that's called learning it. You have to keep on teaching it to your Talmud until he learns it. Don't give up. Don't say, I learned from him 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 20, 30 times. He doesn't know it. No. You have a chi of a Rebbe. He has to keep on teaching it to the Talmud until he gets it. Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'lamdo es b'nei Yisrael. You have to teach the b'nei Yisrael. Anybody, as long as it takes until he gets it, you have to keep on saying it over and over again, and then you'll get it. That's the famous Meister Seva with the Vilna Gaon, that his Talmud came to the Vilna Gaon and says, Rebbe, I don't know Masechta the Kedushin. I don't know it. What should I do? So he asked him, how many times did you learn it? He says, I learned it 40 times. So the Gros said, after learning it 40 times, you want to know the Masechta? Go sit down and learn it another 100 times. Then you'll know it. Kissy, you can never say, I don't know anything. Keep on learning it over and over again, then you'll get it. How do you know until it's mom is through it, that's right in front of your mouth? Shenema, the Pasuk says, Sima b'fiyim. Put it out in front of the mouth. Now when a Rebbe does it, he can't do it like he's angry at the Talmud. Come on, get it already. I have no time for you. You have to teach it nicely. You have to haras leponim. You have to be nice to him every time. Shenema v'yela mishpotim eshetosim lefneim. Trashe eshetosim lefneim v'loiksiv asher talamdim. Sarachata l'sadeh v'losim lefneim tam hamiyashiv talmudim. You have to say it nicely so that he'll understand it. Don't keep on saying it over the exact same way. If you see he doesn't get it the first time, say it over a little bit better, a little bit different, a little bit different time. Give him a time till he understands it. How come Moshe didn't stam? Everybody should have come in the same time to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe should have said it four times. How come he had a habit? First Aaron came, then the Bono, then the Canaan, then Klal Yisrael. Why didn't Moshe teach everybody four times directly? And the Gemara, they lechali cover the Aaron of Bonim, the cover of the Kenim. He wanted to give cover to Aaron and to the cover to the Bonim and the cover to the Kenim. That they should also have a chance to teach the Torah to Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara, v'neil Aaron v'nigma mi Moshe. Let Aaron learn from Moshe. V'layil Bonov v'nigma mi Aaron. And then let Aaron teach it to his children. V'layil z'kenim v'lil from mi Bonov. And then let this Kenim learn from the Bonov. V'layil lo v'nigma l'kulu Yisrael. And then let this Kenyan teach the Klal Yisrael. Hey, how come you have this Seder? And the Gemara, Kivon de Moshe, Mipi Agvura Gomar, since Moshe learned the Torah from the Eibishter alone, is Mistaya Milsa. Mainly you learn the Torah much better. So there's a special thing that Moshe had to teach the Torah to Gans Klal Yisrael. It wasn't enough that Moshe should teach it to Aaron, and Aaron will teach it to everybody else, because Moshe had a special Koyach. Since Moshe himself got it from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's a special type of a Rebbe, everybody needed that Rebbe. So therefore, Moshe had to teach at least one time to the whole Klai Yisrael the Torah. Omar Mar. We have Yehudi on Omar. We learned before, Yehudi said, Loilam Aaron Yemin Moshe. That after Aaron heard it, where did Aaron go? The first man, the Yomim, said Aaron went to the left side of Moshe. Rabbi Yehudi said, no, Aaron went to the right side of Moshe. Yemin Moshe Choyzer. Kema Nozlo. Who does it go like this, Bryce? All the time, this is how we learned. Shloisha Shoyim HaHalchim Aderech. If you have three people traveling on the road, How are they supposed to walk? Is Harav B'Yemtza. The Rebbe is supposed to be in the middle. The Godol, the bigger Talmud, the Choshev Talmud, B'Yeminoi, should be on the right side of the Rebbe. The Kotim B'Smoyle, the lesser one, should be on the left side. Is Leimah Rebbe Yehuda? The Chorus goes according to Rebbe Yehuda. For Lei Rabbanan. Because Rebbe Yehuda is the one that said that when Aaron went away, Aaron went to the right side. Mashmah, it's a more Choshev thing to be on the right side. But the Rabbanan said, no, Aaron went to the left side. So according to the Rabbanan, you see the left side is the more chashuv zach. It's better to be on the left side of the Rebbe. So this only goes according to Rebbe Yehuda. The more name, afilu tamer Rabbon. Even if you want to tell me this less price, it goes according to Rabbanan. I'll tell you mishum tircha the Aaron. It was too much of a tircha of Aaron to go to the right side. That's why he went to the left side. Rashi mishum tircha the Aaron. Hey, the metchila the yochid have a lo sagid lav l'smil Yosef. Now again, when you're only one Talmud, then you're not supposed to be on the right side. That's like a chutzpah. You're supposed to go to the left side. But when a second Talmud comes, then the more chashuv, then monashuch, one of them has to be on the right side, then the more chashuv talmud should walk over to the right side. But here it was too much tircha to make Aaron walk from the left side to the right side. That's why he stayed already by the left side. The chihadir ayla inuch, ika tircha liukme ladurili min. Mashenkein, if they're walking, starting out to walk at the beginning, and you have two the tamidim, one is more chashuv than the other, so pshita, the more chashuv talmud should go to the right side, and the less chashuv should go to the left side, this will be good according to everybody. Right. Rabbi Preda, famous maestir, Rabbi Preda, Hevi Lehu Talmida. Rabbi Preda was a Rebbe, he had a Talmud. Devi Toni Leh Arba Meya Zimni. This Talmud, right, had a Fashtoptikop. He didn't get it the first time, not even the second time. He had to teach it to him every day the Shia 400 times. Right, some say, not like that, some say his Talmud wasn't a Vashtoptikop. He had a good Talmud. For Nesvegan, the Shia that Rebbe Preda had to say took 400 times till the Talmud got it. In other words, the Tachshivus in the Rebbe, not so much the Talmud. Could be the Talmud was normal. But he was able to say such a Chashiv Shia, the Pashto took him 400 times till he got it. The Gomer, that's the way he learned. Yom Echada, one day, Boyes Lemilsa de Mitzvah. The Rebbe Rapreda had to leave, like he told the Talmud by Stoy Sishno, I'm going to teach you today the Shia. But right after Shia, I have to be Makbet, I have to go to a minyan. I have to do a Mitzvah right after the Shia. Is Tony Law, so Rapreda gave the Shia. For Le Gomer, after 400 times, the Rebbe yes knew. Do you understand the Shia? Nothing doing. Le Gomer, he didn't get it this time. So the Rebbe asked him, Omele, Yidna Maishin, how come today you didn't get the Shia after 400 times? Omele, Midhi Shosa, at the first second that you told me, the Omele, Lamar, that you told me, Ika Milsa de Mitzvah, that you told me you have to leave on the dot today, you have to go away a little bit early, is Asuchel that toy. It got my mind a little bit fatumum. I kept on worrying, is it the second up that you have to leave? I couldn't concentrate too good today. Something was on my mind. Every second I said, Hashta Koimar. Oh, now it's the second Rebbe has to go away. I was, something was bothering me. I couldn't get the Shia today. Is Hashta Koimar. Yehashta Koimar. That's what the Talmud said. Oh, Malay. So Rebbe Preda said like this. Have Daitcho. Put your mind to it right now. Ve'yastin Lecho. And I'll teach it to you again. Is Hoda Tonile Dalid Meyazinda. Rebbe Preda stood there and said the same shir over another 400 times. Achrinim. And then the Talmud of Stama got it. So the Gemara, Nafka, Baskel, Baskel came out from Shemayim, V'yomalei, Nichalucho, his Machum, he did such a good Maisa here, the Eibushin will give you a schar, give you a reward. He gave you a choice, I'm giving you a choice now, what type of reward do you want? Nichalucho, the list for Lucho, Dalad Meyashoni, should I add on 400 years to your life? Should I let you live another 400 years, we prayed for this Maisa? Or the Tisku at, V'doroch Li'alma Diyosi. Or else you and the whole door that was alive at that time, should be Zeichet Ha'olam Habo, should be Zeichet Li'al Madiyosi. That's what the Baskel asked him. Omar, Rebbe Preda answered back, the Niski Ano V'Dor Li'al Madiyosi. He said, I want to be Zeichet, me and the whole door together, should be Zeichet Ha'olam Habo. Omar Lema Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu told the Malachim, Tenu Lo Yisru V'Zu, give him both things. So this great Maisa, such a Savlonis, such a Zach, it showed your mamash how choshev the Torah was to Rebbe Preda. And how much sablonis he had to teach the Torah. There's a mitzvah, lumod lamed, to learn and to teach. So the mamash a tremendous midah sablonis. For this midah, he was zeicha for both. That he got an extra 400 years to his life, and he was zeicha, the whole door went to Elam Abba for that. Omer Rav Chisda, Ein Torah niknas ele v'simonim. When you want to remember Torah, you have to make simonim. You have to make signs how to remember it. It's like a jip sheet. You have to write down a piece of paper, the Rosh Hashanah, make some simonim how to remember it. Shenemar Apostle says, Sima b'fiyim. Al tikri sima, don't say like put it in front of the mouth. El simno, put simonim, make signs to the Torah. Shoma Rav Tachlifa Marova, simno shoma, make it. Make simonim there. Rav Tachlifa Marova Ozal Omra Kaimder Mavua. He told over this din to Rav Mavua that you should make simonim from this posik. Omar, he said, Osun Mehosa Masnitsa, you learn it out from that posik of Sima Befihim. I learned out this din, that you should make simon and make signs for your learning from this posse. The posse says, Hatzivuloch Tsiyonim, make for you signs. Simuloch, make it for you. That means, Asu Tsiyonim La Torah, make signs for the learning Torah. Make it easy that you'll be able to remember your learning. Or my mashma, the high Tsiyon, Lishon the Simnu. How do we know the word Tsiyon means Lishon of making a sign? The Chsev, another posse says, Varu Etzam Odom Obon Etzle Tsiyon. When you sit like a kever, make a matzeva, make a sign there on top of the kever that the kahanim should know not to walk over this. There's an avera for kohen to walk over a mace. Therefore, the pasuk says, when you find the mace buried, make it see, means make a simen. You see the word see, it means like a matzeva, make a sign there. Rabbi Elazar Omer Mehochad, let's learn from this pasuk. The pasuk says, Emola chochma choysiyot. Tell to the chochma to the Torah, you're like my sister. Umaydo lebina tikro. And call to the bina, to the understanding, you should call it, umaydo, like your close one, you call to bina. Is that means I say, moido yim la Torah. Make signs for the Torah. That's lashon moido. Make a sign for the Torah. Rav Omer means I say, moyadim la Torah. Make special times when you learn Torah. Like Rashi said, less Rashi. I say, moyad la Torah, kovu itim la tamidchem. The kaveya times when you come to learn. Sheyadu eis lovoi velishnois. You'll have a special time, you know, this is the time you're going to come to learn. Behind the sieve, that was the pasuk said. Behind the yomer avdimid ba'chama ba'adoisam. My dechiv loy ba'shemayim hiv loy me'ever layam hiv. It means the Torah is not in shemayim. It's not on the other side of the ocean. Loy ba'shemayim hiv. The Torah is not in shemayim. What does that mean? Shem ba'shemayim hiv atetzorach la'lasachreim. If Torah would be in the shemayim, you'd have to mamish climb up to shemayim to get the Torah. Liyam me'ever layam hiv atetzorach la'lasachreim. And if the Torah would be on the other side of the ocean, you would have to go there. So Rashi says, "Hainu liyamar avimi hodi amorin titzorach litroi chulahamit simonim ulaharim betachbulas kadesh deskayim atorah b'loim deo." That was saying you have to work to learn Torah. You have to put simonim, make signs there, because it doesn't come so easy. You have to work to learn the Torah. It's hainu the avimi. This goes according to avimi. The meforish yuka dekro shim bashemayim mi tzorachata lalasachreh. If it would be in shemayim, you would have to go after it. That's no matter wherever the Torah is, there's still a chiyuv to learn the Torah, and you have to matzeich, you have to run after the Torah to learn it. All right, stop here.